Today's daf from Maseches Eruvin, daf Ayin Beis. Nearing the end of today's daf, we have learned a new Mishnah, which discusses a case of people who eat outside of their house from their father, but they sleep in their own homes. The halacha is that these people still have to contribute to the Eruv, despite the fact they receive food from their father. Then, what defines a makom dira, asks the Gemara? What defines a place of residence? On the final line of Ayin Beis, going into tomorrow's daf, Rav says the place where a person eats, makom pita, while Shmuel holds the place where a person sleeps. Shulchan Aruch Shin Ayin Sif Hey, we pass in like Rav, that the place where a person eats establishes one's makom dira, one's place of residence, rather than the place where one sleeps. Rabbi Simon brings in Imre Baruch Sefer on Erevin, page Kuf Samaches, what he calls a Chiddush Gadol from the Chazon Ish. This is in Simon Tzadik Otz Mem Aleph. Within Rav's opinions, the Ches says the Chazon Ish. Fascinating idea. He says, a makom pita, he says, the place where one eats bread is specifically just that. Dining room, where one eats his meals. But other rooms in the house, places people sleep, and so on, are part of the chatzer. They're not part of the house. And one may carry to and from these rooms to the chatzer, even without an erev chatzeros. However, the Chacham HaSlev in Amud Lamed Aleph, the Achronim points out that the Mishnah Brura, who lived earlier than the Chazon Ish, would not have agreed with this idea. Rather, all rooms that have household activity in them and are in the same house as the eating area, that would all be considered under the house. That would all be considered bayis, wouldn't be considered chatzar like the Chazon Ish was suggesting. So this concept seems to be backed up. Rabbi Simon brings from Rashi, Rashi in Ar Masechta, two comments that Rashi makes in Daf Pei Tesemet Aleph, that an area in a home that's constantly in use, one may not carry to and from the chatzar into that room, even though it's not the dining room. So these rooms, explain the Achronim, they are nigrar, they are pulled by the dining room, pulled after the dining room, and are part of the makom dira. So let's mention two areas of halacha impacted by this. One is Hilchos Chanukah. The Rama writes, Simen Taf Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, paskens that if one has two residences, one where a person eats, and the other one where he sleeps, says the Rama, you light Chanukah candles in the place where you eat. And the Magen Avraham and the Taz all agree with this. So a great agreement among all the poskim. However, if Moshe Feinstein brings Igros Moshe, this is in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel, Siv Katan Hei, Yoredeya, Siv Katan Hei, says over there when it comes to Bnei Yeshiva, who are living in a dormitory but also have a lunchroom, a dining room, a Chadar Ochel, so they should light in their bedroom. Says Rav Moshe, they should light in their bedrooms. Again, context within which Rav Moshe was writing it, maybe in the contemporary times, I think the conversation in the yeshivas does have somewhat of a safety discussion around it, and that psak would need a reanalysis in contemporary times. But in Svara, and in principle, you would light in the bedroom rather than the dining hall, rather than the chadar ochel. Two reasons seem to be cited. Reason number one is because the yeshiva student spends much more time in their bedroom than the dining hall. So if the whole issue, of the whole concept of lighting Hanukkah candles is Pirsume Nisa, that's going to be greater in one bedroom than in the Chadar Ochel. The other point that's made is that even though one is assigned the dorm room by the yeshiva, the student has more bailuts, which is what I would call ownership, but some more of a stake in the room that they sleep in rather than the dining hall, which is sort of a shared space. The other halacha which Rabbi Simon brings is from Shulchan Aruch Resh Pei Vav Sif Aleph and Beis, it's an Or Chaim, which states that a Beis Otsar is Chayv and Mezuzah. This is a halacha by Mezuzah, and the halacha is that a storage space has to have a mezuzah put on the wall. So Simon applies this to someone who bought a house, moved all their stuff in, but isn't living there yet, so should put up a mezuzah because of the din otzar. However, when he spoke to Rabbi about it, Rabbi used the same svar we've said above, that the whole chiyuv base otzar, this whole thing that we have to put a mezuzah on a storage space is when the storage area is attached to a house that's in use, because mezuzah is on the resident. It's an obligation on the resident, on the dar, just like the rooms that one doesn't eat in, but are connected to the dining room, they're part of the house. Therefore, alach l'maisa, no mezuzah goes up for a house that's just used as a storage house before one moves in.